This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In this era of Nook, Kindle, and casual grazing of casual content online, a reminder today that one kind of book is not dead. Sales of cookbooks are up 25% this year. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Hi, this is Kitchen Arts and Letters.
Kitchen Arts and Letters has been on Manhattan's Upper East Side for 35 years. It specializes in books on food and drink, and it just had its best month ever, says Matt Sartwell, the store's managing partner.
It was a perfect alignment of commercial and highly specialized but intensely sought-after books.
Including Barefoot Contessa Ina Garten's latest, the new book by chef and writer Yotam Ottolenghi, and a whopping tome on fermentation. Sartwell walks me over to the baking section and cracks open a luscious hardcover. It's a baking guide with photos of frosted cakes and colourful tarts. Alison Risbridger is a book analyst with the NPD Group. She says celebrity cookbooks have helped boost sales this year, but two big trends are also contributing.
You have a real renewed interest in health and wellness generally in the US.
Books on the ketogenic diet are hot, as are recipes for single-pot cookers. Also, Risbridger says the home goods industry is booming, and cooking is part of that.
You know, politics and also just the world in the news, it's a scary place right now, and I think people are attracted to the comfort of their own home.
Still, homes are full of screens these days. It's just as easy to cook from a phone or tablet. Matt Sartwell was at a culinary industry meeting recently where someone said apps could spell an end to cookbooks once and for all.
And I said I didn't think that was going to happen. I think that apps and online programs can often do a wonderful thing, which is to draw in people who would not otherwise be cooking.
And get them hooked. Still, he says, cookbook sales are cyclical. Next year could look quite different. Doris Cooper is associate publisher at Clarkson Potter. It publishes around 50 cookbooks a year. She says for a lot of people, a physical cookbook is a way to escape a screen and make some memories.
People love the schmutz and splatterings they get on their cookbook. You know, there's sentimental value in that.
Patty Wodzinski agrees. She's a real estate broker on the East End of Long Island. She says she's still a cookbook fan.
You can write those little notes in the margins. You can dog ear the page and say, this is the recipe that I want to have forever.
And eventually, she says, you can pass it on to someone you care about. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.